We'll roll with the punches. We welcome in Lincoln County Commissioner Chairman Chris Bruns joining us to recap yesterday's meeting. And Commissioner Bruns, one nice thing about those Monday meetings, you know you're going to enjoy that AC in the morning.
Yeah, and it's well received given the warm streak that we've been having. So, yeah. Morning, Tristan. Good morning, George. Good morning, everybody out there.
And encourage the public, too. You're welcome to attend Lincoln County Commissioners meetings. If there's an item that you're interested in on the agenda, or you just want to enjoy the scenery and enjoy some free air conditioning, you're welcome to do so.
Absolutely. Absolutely encourage anybody to come in and enjoy and view what the work that we're trying to get
done
for everybody.
See how it operates.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Chris, when we look at the agenda for yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting, it was relatively light and a lot of housekeeping items on the agenda, it appeared.
Yeah, it was an administrative meeting, and I did that on purpose because we're smack dab. Actually, we're kind of getting to the latter part of our property valuation protest season. So we had a Board of Equalization took up the bulk of yesterday's meeting, and then we'll meet again as the Board of Equalization on Wednesday and again on Friday this week, trying to get through the hundreds of protests that are everybody's right to do. So,
sure. Yeah, but it's kind of it's a job, isn't it?
It's yeah,
several days involved.
Several days. We've been going through these protests and hearing concerns and making changes where appropriate to people's valuations over the past few weeks. So, statutorily, we have to have that all completed by the 25th. Which is next Monday.
So deadline's approaching.
Deadline's approaching.
So it'll be a few three long days. Two more at least this week then.
Two more this week, and we'll probably have some more on Monday after our normal commissioners meeting. Yes, sir.
I heard there was about 300 protests this year. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, that's about right. So about half of what we had last. Well, we had more than double last year. So, but this year, it's a lot of the commercial properties in the North Platte area. So
Sure. They're
a little bit more complicated. Right. Really taking a look at different income approaches to the valuation and going through things with a fine-tooth comb to make sure everything's correct. So,
have you seen a lot county-wide then, Commissioner Bruns, or has this been more of our business climate then since it's been a little bit different this year?
A lot more commercial this year. We did, unfortunately, we have, so the state of Nebraska dictates that we have to be within a certain margin of what fair market value is for properties.
Sure.
And we have been underneath of that statutorily required limit for big swaths of the North Platte community. And so large portions, especially at the north side of town, got a fairly substantial increase in their valuations that our hands were forced on having to do that. And that's, you know, indicative of the housing market and what we're dealing with lack of housing stock here in our community and really countywide. So.
Yeah. And it extends further outside the county.
Absolutely,
too,
it does. But so we're working through that, and just because people's valuation goes up doesn't necessarily mean that their taxes are going to go up. We're at the end of the tax season, so and that's some of the stuff that we were dealing with yesterday in our meeting was kind of going through and taking a look at the condition of the treasury and where we wrapped up the fiscal year for last year and. Soon we'll be diving into making sure that this next fiscal year is where it needs to be, and hopefully we'll be able to reduce our property tax asking like we did last year.
So you're checking the budget out right now.
Exactly.
So when does the budget session start, and when do we start a new fiscal year?
Well, you talk about local government and things that kind of make you scratch your head. Our fiscal year starts July 1. But we don't go through authorizing our budget until really this year or this month, and the bulk of it is next month, and we don't have things finalized until the end of next month and even into September.
A little bit after the fact, man.
Yeah, much to my chagrin, I think it's backwards. We should be doing this earlier in the year and making sure things are good that way. Right when the fiscal year starts, we know what budget we're working with. So.
Summertime is a traditional time to work on budgets. The city works on their budget. I think their fiscal year is a little different, though, isn't it?
No, I think it marries up.
Does it?
Really?
Okay. Schools, I know, they work on their budgets about that same time. They have a hearing in late August or sometime in there.
Yeah. So got to get through all the property tax valuations before we can figure out where levies are going to get set for all the political subdivisions.
There you go.
Again, we have Chairman of the Lincoln County Commissioners, Chris Bruns, joining us, recapping yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting. We've been talking a little bit about some of the property tax protests that have been taking place here so far, and we'll continue again Wednesday, Friday, and likely on Monday as well. And Commissioner Bruns, anything else from the meeting agenda you wanted to bring up this morning, sir, yesterday?
No, I mean, just we're dealing with space, office space for a lot of our different county offices. We did end up going into a closed session. I won't get into what we discussed in there, but did renew a short-term lease with our District 11 probation office.
Okay.
With the Evans building. I got to say that, you know, Gordon and Mary Peterson have been fantastic landlords in that Evans building and provide us good tenancy in there. And so we look forward to continuing that partnership at least for another year with them. But
and this was agreed on after the closed session?
After the closed session,
and
yep.
How long did that closed session last roughly, Commissioner Brown?
About a half hour.
Okay.
Roughly.
Okay.
Just discussing numerous different things as
sure.
far as, you know, potential real estate purchases and how can we make the most efficient use of office space mm-hmm. for not just probation, but several different departments.
Sure, sure.
Taxpayers pay for. So.
I'm always intrigued to learn of the length of time that the closed sessions are, because obviously when it comes to a closed session with these public meetings, there's a little bit that they're in closed session for a reason. There's some items that are sensitive to business, development, whatever it might be, but the length of time is always what intrigues me.
Actually, yeah, I do. I am too, and it was about 20 minutes yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kept track.
But, did you?
yeah. I noted it anyway. That's normally what we do in newspapers. And
yeah, it's
there's specific
newsworthy.
Reasons that you go in. A lot of people don't realize, but there are specific reasons why you close the door. Is that right?
Well, yeah, and really it's very, very specific reasons that allow us to go into closed session.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We want to be as transparent as possible, but there's certain things, you know, imminent litigation that we're involved in, whether we're the plaintiff or the defendant in mm-hmm. that litigation. Real estate purchase is another one. We don't want anything to get out there prematurely that could mess up a contractual negotiation that's in there.
Don't want to show your ace by any means.
Exactly.
Well, you don't want to queer the deal.
Exactly.
As they say. Yeah.
There's, you know, deployment of security personnel, devices, that type of thing. Evaluation of job performance that, you know, you don't want to, you know, needlessly
damage.
Injure somebody's reputation.
I don't want my performance review being held in the public eye, so
exactly.
I can understand.
Unfortunately, there's certain positions that we have to discuss those in
right.
a public format.
Sure.
Right.
Our appointed officials, you know, as awkward as that may be, we have to discuss those types of things in public. So,
well, I think in some cases it's called for. The taxpayers
yeah.
know.
Yep.
And they should know.
Par for
absolutely.
The course in some situations.
They should know how good a job that our elected officials are doing.
Yeah.
And appointed officials. So,
yeah.
Yeah. The people that kind of sit above us and administer to us, we should know how qualified they are. So,
exactly.
I always stick up for this stuff because I'm on that side of the equation. But some people say, oh, it's just routine when you go into closed session. But no, it's not routine.
It shouldn't be routine.
It's mm-hmm. exceptional.
It should be exceptional, and
yeah.
it should be things that absolutely, you know, there's a specific reason for doing that, and everything else should be in the sunlight, because
mm-hmm.
sunlight's the best disinfectant. So,
Commissioner Bruns, our five Lincoln County commissioners are in on the closed session. Who else is in on that? Is our deputy county attorney or county attorney?
So I, as chairman, I have the prerogative of requesting certain people to be in there.
Okay.
So like last week, we actually went into closed session as well, and I invited a few people and experts in certain areas that are dealing specifically with the topic at hand, but
okay.
More often than not, it's the commissioners, and then I invite the deputy county attorney in. So, but it's situation dictates.
You could invite department heads or
exactly.
elected officials in,
yep.
or experts as well, like
exactly.
you mentioned. Okay, interesting. Commissioner Bruns, anything else from the meeting you wanted to bring up this morning, sir?
No, like I said, it's a fairly light meeting on purpose, and mm-hmm. and next week will probably be the same way, and then we got a lot of things coming onto the agenda in August. So
awesome.
August will be a busy month as well.
I did notice, I think it was within this month, maybe late last month, that our wonderful Lincoln County Sheriff had a presentation to some Rotarians too, and always enjoy listening to Sheriff Kramer speak, and the business experience that he brings to running the county detention center and the county sheriff's office, and the business-like demeanor he brings along with running that department as well.
You know, I give major kudos to Sheriff Kramer for the work that he does and how he leads his department and takes care of our correctional facility. And he really had a good vision for making sure that we had a good asset put in place with the detention center and finding a way to get it paid for, to take that burden off of the taxpayers. And so we do have state and federal inmates in there that rent the space, so to speak, and
it's a moneymaker.
Absolutely, it's a diversification of our revenue right now to get the facility paid for. We don't ever want to make money off of people being incarcerated, but right now there's a need statewide for that. We're dealing with prison overcrowding and the need for a new prison, in my opinion. But that's not here yet. So if we can take advantage of that situation and help it pay for the detention center that our community needs and is going to need moving forward, especially as we continue to grow, I give big kudos to Sheriff Kramer for having the foresight to get this done and be proactive with it.
Yeah, he's a bigger picture guy, too, and great staff that he has over there, and none better than Chief Deputy Kramer as well. We're blessed to have Raleigh.
Yeah, Raleigh is an institution in and of himself in that facility. So, and I'm sure he's listening right now. So,
like most great Americans do, he and Sheriff Kramer get to listen quite often. So we can't toot their horn too much.
You'll have to get them both in here at some point.
Oh, I don't know. It's more entertaining when you bring them in one at a time because they always have something to say about the other.
They don't hold bar
if they're face to face. They do a little bit of that sometimes, too, in the commissioners' meetings.
Yes, they do.
I've heard them do that from time to time. So, it's all in good fun, too.
It's good comic relief for our meetings.
Yeah. That's part of the reason why they're there, right?
Yes.
One of the many things that falls under their umbrella of job titles.
You know, but they deal with their job is extremely serious.
Don't envy it.
They see a lot more than what the public will ever know. They're working hard to keep our community safe, the Lincoln County safe. And the fact that they can find joy and humor in what they do and just joy of life and be able to express that, that's fantastic. We got some top-notch professionals in that department. Not just those two, but all of our deputies and correctional staff.
Oh, yeah. And I'm amazed, too, at I've talked to Sheriff Kramer about this before also, but the programs that he brings in to enhance the life and the living of inmates over at the Lincoln County Detention Center and try to cut back on repeat offenders as well and repeat clientele, so to speak. I'm amazed at some of the amenities that Sheriff Kramer brings in terms of, different activities, organizations, religious groups, whatever it might be.
Well, and if you look at, people make mistakes, right? And they're dealing with those mistakes in that facility in the hard way, right? It's definitely not the Hilton. It's not the Ritz-Carlton in that facility.
No.
They are treated like inmates.
Mm-hmm.
But they still put their pants on the same way you and I do. They're still human beings. They still have feelings. And while they're dealing and learning from their mistakes, it's important to treat people like human beings at the same time. And that's the mentality that the sheriff has and all the staff over there have. And he does do, he provides a unique approach to providing some quality of life, so to speak, to them and showing them that there's a light at the end of the tunnel and this does not have to be the path that they are confined to for the rest of their life. And he is committed to reducing recidivism because we don't want people, having a revolving door in that facility and coming back. And that's not good for our community. It's not good for the path that we're trying to take Lincoln County moving forward.
Couldn't agree more. Now, Commissioner Bruns, if folks want to get in contact with you as Lincoln County Commissioner or any of your colleagues on the board, how can they do so, sir?
Go to our Commissioners tab on our website, lincolncountyne.gov. You can find our tab. You'll be able to find our meeting minutes there, the links to the meetings. You'll also be able to find our names and the different committees that we sit on, the districts that we serve. So you can find your specific commissioner, but we all We all serve all of Lincoln County. So if you click on our name, that takes you to hyperlink for an email. You can send us an email. If you want to get a hold of me directly, cell phone's the best way to reach me, especially as I'm out, you know, going to different events this week and next and really through the rest of the summer.
Enjoying fair season.
Fair
too.
Season yeah. is upon us, so I'll be busy out there and meeting people, and I'll get my kids out there and enjoy the festivities. But the cell phone's the best way to reach me. That number's 308-660-6049.
And encourage folks as well, Commissioner Bruns, to check out the Lincoln County Commissioner's live stream of the meetings. The archives are available there on the website, so if folks want to check those out, they're certainly welcome to do so as well.
Of course, yeah. Again, you know, being transparent with stuff that we were talking about earlier. Firm believer in that and making sure that taxpayers can see, you know, the work that we're doing on their behalf, and if they don't like something, let us know.
Yep.
That's your right, and that's your responsibility as a voter, is to hold us accountable and make sure that we're doing the job the best we can to serve you. So absolutely invite people to tune in and watch what we're doing.
Well, I think all the voters appreciate your transparency and availability. And, you know, as an observer of this, I would encourage people, too, to contact you right away if they see something they don't like, or contact one of the commissioners.
Or if you have a
because
suggestion.
Because you don't want, yeah, there
yeah.
you go.
You know, it doesn't have to be a complaint. We're open to, is there a way we can do things better? Is there something you'd like
to see?
Everybody
wants to make it as efficient as possible.
Good.
So if you've got a suggestion,
no.
it's definitely welcome.
Absolutely.
And you don't want to let hard feelings build up either, right?
Exactly.
There you go.
Commissioner Bruns, as always, we
Thanks.
Appreciate the time, appreciate the great work that you're doing for our community. Look forward to seeing you in the studio again in 1 week, sir.
Yeah, my pleasure. Everybody enjoy this nice, warm streak that we're dealing with.